Out west, it was Pacific FC 1, Halifax Wanderers 0 at West Hill Stadium. Beautiful West Hill Stadium, sold out crowd. Looked great out there from the One Soccer Studios calling that game. Armin, just some impressions, you know, from the West Coast.
We had a lot of firsts over at the West Coast, over in Vancouver Island. The very first win in Canadian Premier League history. We also had the very first headed goal, Henrik Starostek, scoring a 23rd minute header off a corner kick, which was also the very first corner kick goal in CPL history. So
a lot of firsts
over at West Hill Stadium, and also a great crowd, another great atmosphere. It was incredible to see the Lakeside boys really show up and pack that stadium. I think something like 5,100 supporters in the stands. So it was a great celebration of soccer on Vancouver Island.
Some of the stills that came out of that game too, especially with Lakeside boys, looked incredible. Flags, everything. What a great advert for the league and for Pacific FC. That was a beautiful stadium. Again, on the broadcast, it looked awesome. Yeah, nice venue out there for sure.
Really engaged fans out there. You know, something I noticed right away is where the fans are at kickoff. I noticed the entire stands were full at West Hill Stadium before the kickoff, before the first whistle. And that just shows you how engaged they are. And they lived and died with every play. Starozic makes a great block in the second half, and you hear the stadium erupt. And at full time, the celebrations, I thought, were fantastic. Something we didn't get in the first game because of the draw, so everybody was kind of lukewarm to that result. But you really saw how much it meant to the players at West Hill Stadium for Pacific to win that first game and become the first CPL team to win a match.
Yeah, they celebrated with the Lakeside boys, big group huddle at the very end. And that was sort of the offering that was on the table for Pacific FC. This was their opportunity to show the rest of Canada that they are a soccer city. We heard that there was an avid interest in the sport, but I think this was the first visual cue that there's real interest in soccer over in Vancouver Island. The other thing that I thought was interesting, this was our first chance at getting a look at how Michael Silberbauer is actually going to line up his Pacific team. He was very secretive in preseason, didn't offer us too much in terms of his tactical sort of formations or what he was planning, but I think he trotted out a lineup that didn't fall in line with our projections, did not start the three strikers up or the three forwards up top the way we thought, but he still managed to put on a good attacking performance. So all around, I would say Pacific FC did a good job at impressing, as did the rest of Vancouver Island.
I thought he might have left Issa out of the lineup because they have the short turnaround with Valor this week, so I'd be shocked if Issa Nakajima-Farron doesn't start in place of Victor Blasco. But let's talk about a few players, a few performances. Mark Village was solid in goal. Let's jump ahead of him, though, and Starozic, for me, the player of the game. Would you agree?
Yeah, he was good at both ends of the pitch, it turns out. That block there, I think, in about the 74th minute, really, really just an incredible move. Again, to save the result. I thought that Ryan McCurdy also had a really good game coming in after McNaughton got sent off.
Difficult situation to come into.
Yeah, very much so, and he'll probably end up starting as McNaughton is going to be serving that suspension for the game against Valor, but I thought he did really well.
That being said, Pacific were also lucky that, you know, HFX's main striker, Thomas Skublak, pulled up with what looked like a little bit of an injury, so ultimately in the end of the day, Halifax didn't necessarily have their best attacking options available to really take advantage of that man advantage that they had. So I think the job was well done. I was really surprised to see how well Caden Chung did. I was expecting him to perform well, but I think he was outstanding over on that right wing. And kudos to Michael Silberbauer for managing that match. It was definitely, not easy, especially when you're down a man, but I don't think that they looked particularly threatened in those final 15 minutes either, apart from, I think, one opportunity off of a free kick that Juan Diego Gutierrez just skied a little high.
He has to finish that. But credit to Pacific FC's coaching staff and the ownership group out there. They had a vision of sticking with West Coast players, and not just West Coast players, but young West Coast players that maybe didn't get a chance in other places that they had been. You look at Pacific's midfield with Verhoeven, Baldissimo, and Campbell, all guys who are under the age of 21, who I thought would struggle in that environment, given when you looked opposite of them. They had Gutierrez and Elton John in that midfield for Halifax, who have experience. But Pacific, by far, looked great in the middle third, moving the ball around, combining, then switching fields. They were able to build a lot of different attacks in a lot of different ways, and I thought ultimately that's what won them the game.
Yeah, they have a very dynamic midfield, especially Baldissimo, too. 91% passing accuracy came off in about the 80th minute, but still very impressive.
That's incredible, incredible for a midfielder.
Yeah, and good defensively too.
He had one cross that picked up Ben Fisk that was almost a goal. I think that was it forced a big save out of Jan Michael Williams, but I mean there was definitely enough for them to feast on in that match.
Let's go to Halifax. Who do we like? It was a losing effort, obviously. I thought in the first half they didn't show much going forward. It looked like it was going to be a long day. Obviously, the red card to McNaughton changes things in the second half, and they get a little bit more encouraged and go forward with a little bit more reckless abandon. But who do we like from Halifax in a losing effort?
I think Juan Diego Gutierrez really impressed. I thought his passing was, you know, generally threatening. It was his movement was great. There was one moment where he was surrounded by three or four Pacific FC defenders, and instead of taking a touch, he actually stopped and slowed down and let them run right past him. That to me is the mark of an attacking midfielder who is spatially aware. He knows what's going on around him. So I thought he was particularly impressive. I was also really impressed with Akeem Garcia. I thought he was dynamic. I thought he offered a little bit of a different look out wide. And I think if HFX had Jose Perea up top, having that kind of a wily, that experienced 32-year-old Colombian striker, if he was playing up top, maybe they would have had a little bit more of an opportunity to break down some of Pacific's defensive maneuvers. But overall, I thought those two were pretty solid.
Yeah, and Zoom Langwall also had a really good game too. Kind of similar to playing, I believe playing on Chunk's side, but getting up the pitch. And I think he made something like 7 tackles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Karuma, for me, didn't do much up front. I thought Skublak, and I believe it was his first professional game, you know, did next to nothing. So, you know, not good enough in terms of what they had up top. They were missing their best striker in Perea. So Stephen Hart will be looking for that to correct some of the issues going forward. They just never really got things going in the attack until Kodai Ida comes on late. I thought he did a good job. I thought he's the one who actually gave them a spark. And you just have to wonder if maybe Hart doesn't think he can play Ida and Gutierrez in the same midfield because it doesn't offer enough steel.
Yeah, but I really didn't like Akeem Garcia.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought he was dynamic. He was fast. He was getting plaudits from the commentary as well. I mean, what didn't you like about him?
He was getting up and down. I mean, I see Marty's point because he was getting up and down. He looked like he was about to create some good moments, but he'd always have a touch get away from him.
Yeah.
The final service wasn't there. But it looked like if something was going to come from Halifax's attack, it might come from the right side. It just never did.
Yeah, ultimately, I think the problem that he faced was the same problem that Diego Gutierrez faced, which is that when that center forward point man was needed so he can bounce off and get that final touch, Skublak just wasn't offering it to him. Skublak wasn't making the same runs, and that might be some chemistry issue from a new team. It's never going to be perfect for anybody, but ultimately that was what I felt was missing. And as an individual effort, I was seeing Garcia making the right kind of runs and just ultimately fizzling out.
Yeah, and I also found that Halifax had trouble getting the ball wide and getting the overlap. Like there were a couple of times that Secunda either kind of stopped or didn't make the right move, and just obviously a chemistry thing, but hopefully they can rectify that later.
I still think Stephen Hart has to like a lot in that performance. You know, they almost came away with a point. They should have come away with a point if Gutierrez pushed that chance away. They go on the road, a long flight, had opportunities to take points out of that match and just didn't. So now Halifax returns home. They'll welcome Forge on Saturday. Pacific, short rest. They have Valor on Wednesday night. When we get back, we'll talk about a few more of the matches.